All right, so this is a test run, just to see how the sound is in the car. Hello and welcome to possible restarting of the Road Thoughts podcast. The rantings and ravings of a relatively sane individual as he drives home from work. I'm your host, Twitchy Mac. You currently can't reach me anywhere. Sorry. With Twitter being, well, the explosive wreck that it is. Yeah, I'm, not accessible, so. I've been living life. Finding ways to not want to kill myself. Which, actually, I have been struggling with because I'm, depression is a bitch, and, continuously kicks my ass, but I am doing better recently because I have been meditating with my son every morning, which honestly, I started doing to try and help him deal with his emotional outbursts at school, working with him to find a calm, centered space. And honestly, I think it's helping me almost as much, if not more, than it's helping him. Because quite honestly, I wake up, I sometimes feel like crap, I go and I have my morning, I hang out with my boy, and then we do our meditation, we do our breathing exercise, we smell some vanilla, because that's the trick we're doing, associating vanilla smell with calm, and then whenever we need to be calm, we use vanilla to calm down. And just that 2 minutes of ultimate calm, it feels so much better every day because of it. And yeah, I mean, pretty obvious, right? Everybody knows this. This isn't news to most people. If you do meditation, you will feel calmer and you will feel better and you will be more in tune. But I never really thought much of it. You know, I never really put much credence to it. I never really believed in it. And, I mean, I obviously, yeah, duh, you know, you're not feeling well, your mind isn't feeling well, so relax your mind and you'll feel better. But, I mean, it's the same reason I struggle with cognitive behavior therapy, because it's like, no, it's not my mind. I know that I'm not well. I know that my depression is absolutely just terrible, but it's not my thinking that's doing it. But that's the thing, it isn't my thinking, and the meditation isn't just thinking, it's physiological, it's changing the physiological output of my body and my mind and my brain, and changing how my brain is working. And it's more than just fixing my thinking. It's allowing my brain to calm itself. And I love it. I love it. And I'm going to keep doing it. And hopefully sometime in the next little bit, I will find that it works even better if I give it more time. And, yeah, so that's this test.